Welcome to Everything Scary at 3 a.m. My name is Mandy. With me, as always, is John.
Howdy.
And I'm so excited because finally, hopefully, we can get through it. Finally, we are going to watch this entire movie, which is... Why does it have two dates on there?
Well, actually, it's got about three of them because I keep finding different ones. I don't know if it's the VOD or the release date or like the Cannes Film Festival version or whatever. But yes, this movie came out in 2019, 2020, and 2021.
Oh, okay. 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 Got it. So, yeah, we're watching The Vigil.
Yes, The Vigil.
Sorry. I probably should have...
Oh, apropos of
nothing. I know. Like, sorry. I probably should have given that a better... let me start over. Today, we bring you The Vigil. The Vigil! Because I still can't give it a certain date. 2019 through 2021's The Vigil.
Some time ago. but this one is coming from writer-director Keith Thomas. He was the guy who did... our episode 218 pick, which was Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities, and I think that was the Pikmin's Model one, or something.
Was it?
It was whatever one we watched on that one.
Oh, we watched all of them.
No. We did a video.
The one that we did the episode on. Okay.
On that one. But he hasn't done too much in the directing arena since then. Still doing, 2022's Firestarter. The I Disappear... it's a music video by, like, I Know Where the Bodies Are Kept or something like that. Like, he does music videos, like, randomly.
Oh, okay. So he likes to direct short movies.
I guess. It wasn't good. Yeah. I remember that part. But he did write, he was one of the writers for 2024's The First Omen.
Oh, didn't that one just come out?
It's 2024, so I know it's sometime.
Brand spanking new.
Yeah.
Brand spanking new. So this one's actually starring Dave Davis, who has done a lot of single episodes, TV appearances mostly, and things like The Rookie.
Also did Walking Dead and Lucifer.
I want to know who he was in Lucifer.
He was just a rando in the background. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he was in... Two of our previous episodes, 133 and 186, where he was in Red Clover and Renfield.
Hmm. I do remember Red Clover. You were talking to me about it earlier, and yes. I was like, are you talking about Billy Zane?
Billy Zane's in this movie? I was like, no, not Billy. No.
Yeah, you're like, no, it's the one that Billy Zane was in, but it's not Billy Zane himself. So I instantly got less interested at that point.
So we also have, and I'm going to butcher this name, and
Mensache.
I'm so sorry. Is that it?
I think it's Mensache.
Lustig. He is from a kind of a semi-documentary, like, movie of his own. Like, it's actually named...
Mensache?
Mensache. Maybe? I don't know. Mensache. It could be a whole bunch of different things.
No.
But it was a documentary from 2017 that was actually... his first name, so whatever that is, we're gonna go and
Mensache.
But he was it's no. But he's also I did see he's a grocer in London, or he was in London. Maybe then he left to go somewhere else. But other than this, all he's been in is a few shorts, and then one episode of a show called Soon by You, also from 2017. So not a whole lot of stuff for this guy. We got Maki Goldman. She is in 2019's The Alien, 2023's The Performance, and just a shit ton of shorts. Just short.
So there's like a lot of people who just are in shorts, I guess.
Yeah, then you got Lynn Cohen, who is in 119, she has 119 credits.
Wow.
She was in Munich from 2005, but she was also in one of the Hunger Games.
Oh, wow.
Things. I think she just passed away recently.
Oh, that's sad.
And then we got Fred...
Melamed.
There we go.
Melamed.
2009's A Serious Man, which was one of those movies that I really wanted to watch because it was one of those kind of downbeat comedy, sort of, not really, but...
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
And then we also have Jesus, see, you're rubbing off on me. Now I got Logan McRae, who is in 2022's Where the Crawdads Sing.
I don't know. This seems like a weird movie. Now, we tried to watch this.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
I have tried my best, and shit just keeps happening, and I can't finish it. So I'm like, you know what? We're going to do it for the podcast. We're going to sit here. We're going to watch the whole damn thing.
I'm thinking about all the stuff that I've seen this guy in, you know, the writer-director. And I don't know. This could be a shit show.
Okay, well, hopefully it's a shit show. Hopefully.
Hopefully it's a fun shit show where we can at least make fun of it. But I don't know. I remember, like, us trying to watch the first, like, 5 minutes.
It was very serious.
And then I went, ugh.
Oh, my God. You just kept talking. You were like, why is he doing that? What's happening? Why is... God damn it.
I didn't do that.
Yes, well, you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Yes,
I was
you
so
did.
Bored. I left. I walked out of the room. The only time I did that one time you were trying to watch it, because I was like, what's happening?
Like,
oh, what are you doing? Because I had no idea.
You,
like,
should have been here to watch the whole thing.
And then the time that we're like, okay, we're going to go ahead and sit down and watch it. And I was like, ugh. And I walked out of the
room.
You
did. You
should. I was just like, nah, I'm not doing this.
Well, let's try it. We're going to try it again. We're gonna give this the proper attention that it deserves. We're going to take our ADD pills. We're going to sit here. We're going to watch it. And we will come back and give you...
I don't know if I'm going to go that far. But yes, we will watch it. We are going to be watching it on Shudder.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It is a Shudder movie. If you don't have Shudder, you just refuse after all the movies that we've been like, hey, you should watch Shudder. It's also on Hulu.
Yes, it is.
Yes, so it's on a couple of things right here. So I'm excited, Dish.
He's going to talk shit throughout the entire thing.
I want to see if this goes crazy or not. Like, I mean, I didn't get into any of the spooky. Now, I know of a lot of different vigil practices for other things. I don't know so much the Jewish one. I do know a lot of Christian ones. I know a lot of the Norse one because I was really interested in that. But, you know, this one is different. I remember, like, I tried to look it up when you had mentioned this movie. So I'm wondering how, you know, deep this is going to go, if it's going to just be spookums all over the place.
Hopefully
or if
it's
going to be something else.
I'm excited.
Did you even get to the spookums? Was there any spookums?
No, I got bored,
it was just
too.
Like, oh, my God.
That's why we're gonna take our ADD pills.
This is going to be like driving with the parking brake on. I just feel it.
Whatever.
It's
going
to be like, way down. But let's go ahead and pause it here. We will be right back.
Cut me off. That's what I was going to say. Anyways, we'll be right back.
Is anyone there?
And we're back.
We are back. Did you write any notes down?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So, basically, this is kind of an interesting movie. I liked some of it. I think we were right to have had the issue that we did with trying to get it started. Because I think we were, maybe half an hour in before shit started happening?
I think so.
Like, I got it. So, we are hanging out with Yakov.
Yakov
is the name of the guy that we're kind of... stuck to. Yakov has a problem. He has, I want to say it was Ativan that he took, like, straight out. So
I think so.
He said it was like, I took one of the Ativans. And now I gotta look that on up. Ativan. So, yeah, okay. Lorazepam. All right. So that's seizure disorders and some other stuff. Gotcha. So he's taking Ativan because he's having more of an anxiety issue, though. Because he does not know how to deal with people outside of the Jewish community. Because he is a very Jewish person. He's apparently Orthodox, I guess, because he had the hair ringlets and the hat.
Mm-hmm.
And he was walking around with his brother at one point, who also had the ringlets. And his brother was super blonde. And I don't know if that's, like... I was like, wow, look how blonde that child is.
Did he have a beard? Or
He had a fake beard on.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because he had a little drawing because he was a construction worker. Because it was Halloween.
Oh, okay.
And I was like,
okay.
Oh, look at... And I was like, what terrible thing is going to happen to him?
Yeah, which a terrible thing does happen.
Yeah, but we don't find out about that just yet. Yakov is hanging out with, I think it's a support group for people who have distanced themselves from the Jewish community and are actually out in New York, I want to say.
In the real world.
Something like that. And he's not doing well. He needs money because he can't make rent because he can't seem to get a job. Probably because he's tweaking hardcore.
And he can't get a job because he doesn't know how to write a resume.
He was writing it on loose leaf paper. Yeah. Everyone was ha 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 ha. And I'm like, how's he supposed to know that? He also doesn't know how to work an iPhone, but that's okay because it's an iPhone. Those are terrible to work with anyway. But he gets hit on by one of the other girls in the support group, which I thought was cute. And her name is Sarah, and she comes up a couple of times. I think. Kind of.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't really Sarah. Maybe.
Anyways, so that happens. The meeting finishes up after Sarah gives him her phone number, and then he proceeds to go outside. Whenever he gets outside, there is a man out there who...
So is his name Reb? I want to say his name was Reb.
Sure.
Something like that.
We'll say Reb.
But he is... some guy in the community,
and he's pushing for him to help him out. How you doing? I heard you're not doing so good. I heard you need money. Hey, you want to make some money? I got the perfect job for you.
Yakov needs the money, so he takes the money, which is really funny because there is actually a bit of a play on there where they're trying to talk each other down. But apparently they need themselves, and I'm gonna butcher this word, so I do apologize to anybody who's Jewish out there. A shomer. Somebody who is a...
Which they kept calling it Schoimer.
Well, that's what he said.
Repeatedly.
I think that was... He didn't have that much of an accent until he got into the house. I remember that.
He had an accent.
It was a little bit, but it was very... It was very, like, truncated. Later, he became, like... I want to say he started sounding like a little Woody Allen.
He kept going back and forth on it. Yeah, it was interesting.
But, because when he was talking to Sarah, he was like, I don't know how to work this, you know, and I was like, okay, cool. And then it was like later on, I was like, oh my God. And I was like, okay, dude, where are we going with this?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. All right. Getting off of that, he does find out that they need a shomer for tonight. Somebody needs to pray over the body of a man named Latvik. Latvik?
I don't know.
I want to say. But who just died, has no family, and I think that it...
Except he has his wife.
Well, I think it requires a male person to be watching over the body or something like that, because they had a shomer, and the guy ditched. So for $400, Yakov is going to stay up for 5 hours, or at least he should stay up for 5 hours, reading prayers over the deceased to protect them from...
evil.
And... We get kind of an explanation for what he's supposed to do in a text crawl at the very beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What it doesn't say, and at least the concept that I was getting, is Yakov kind of fucks up, like, the whole time.
Like, right off the bat.
The man is supposed to be, in my estimation, and of course I haven't been a shomer for anybody, and I never will, The concept for me from a vigil, from any other standpoint, especially if you're supposed to be reading prayers, is the two things that you do is you read prayers and you stay awake. Thirdly, you probably shouldn't be on your goddamn phone.
And you need to watch the body, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, or I guess so, yeah, body watching, you know, just in case. That's a good call. Number four on that list. what does he proceed to do? He sits down with his back to the body, pulls out his phone, starts listening to music, and then
it's some good music,
slightly
though.
Later, it sounded a little like Gunship.
It did a little right? bit. I was like, oh yeah, I'm
and then
digging
he
this.
Falls asleep.
Listens to some synthwave.
And I was like, ah, great. Thanks, buddy.
So yeah, so he passes out.
At no point did he read any kind of prayer. Although he did get up like at one point and reminded me of a kid who was like, oh yeah, mom and dad told me I was supposed to get something done today. Like, I was supposed to be working on my homework. So
he reads one sentence.
He crawls over from the table that he's sitting at to like kind of edge down and start like looking for the prayer book. He's like, I'm praying. Totally praying. Ma'am, you there? I'm praying down here. But
this is actually wherever he sees the first thing,
yes,
too.
But we you know, the whole thing is that he's there. He's supposed to be reading this off. We have a lot of little instances of weird stuff happening.
Sounds, especially.
Yes. And one of the interesting ones for me was I get the light that moves across him very early on when he falls asleep. And that was, he sees a light that flashes from the outside.
Oh, yes.
And it's headlights. And that was supposed to be a representation of the, it's foreshadowing for the death of his brother.
Mm-hmm.
That we do see. And we keep seeing little flashes. He is taking his brother to, around for, it's probably Halloween. They get accosted by some punks who cut off one of his ringlets and then... the brothers. While Yakov is you know, paralyzed by fear, unfortunately, the child, once released, runs into the middle of the road and then gets hit by a car.
Which we find that out later, like, the full story later. Like, of course, we're just getting, like, little tidbits here and there, but, it doesn't give you the full story.
It's a constant thing. Like, it's a good drip feed, I'll say that. I hated the sound quality in this one, because when Yakov... first comes into the room, and before anything else happens, we're getting a lot of noises, and the music is going very high, so we can't tell the difference between the music and the noises that he's supposed to be hearing. We can't tell the difference between, because they keep speaking, flipping between languages in this movie. And so when they're not speaking English, and it's as bad as I've been in Spanish in some places where, you know, you're having somebody constantly talking and just like, oh, and then she said, and then she goes into Spanish and then comes back out of Spanish. I'm like, lady, please, I'm trying to pay attention to all the gossip
language.
That you got on.
Pick a language. Like, I'm getting confused.
Either speak one language so I can understand or speak the other language so I can understand it all the time, because whatever you're talking about is hot. And I need to know.
The chisme is so hot.
I need it.
So tasty.
But he has the problem with it. The Lynn Cohen, she has a little bit of a problem, but even she is more understandable than he is. But it really is down to the sound mix.
I highly recommend subtitles.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we had to do the subtitles on there. Even though they'll do it for whenever they switch to Hebrew or Yiddish. I don't know which one they were speaking.
I don't know.
If it's different. If not, then please let me know.
Speaking Jewish.
The whole time, I was sitting there going like, okay, was that English or was that okay? Just put on the subtitles, and we put the subtitles on. And I was like, oh, thank God! And then it'll whenever they would skip down into the other language, it would say other language. It was like, oh, okay, good. Oh, that wasn't something that was a plot point that I needed to worry about. the Lynn Cohen is there as Latvik's wife, who is suffering. Now the Wikipedia says Alzheimer's. In the movie, it's repeatedly dementia.
Dementia,
and
yeah.
Which makes a little bit more sense because she gets a little loopy every now and then, but she's aware of where she's at. Like, she's never like, who are you again? Mm-hmm. What's this? You know, it's not the stereotypical, you know, Alzheimer's patient type of thing. She just gets a little funky every now and then. Although, does she? Because she's living in a house with a demon.
Yeah, I don't think she does. I think that she's very aware of everything that's going on.
And we're not fully aware that it's a demon until a little bit later. But she can't leave the house, is what we also found out.
Right.
And Latvik couldn't leave the house either. They did have kids, but the kids were driven away by the parents being kind of crazy. So this is when we've got our Yakov settling in for a long vigils night. When he sees a spookum in the corner. It is a creepy Nazi SS guy uniform, and I guess his head was backwards?
Yeah, his head was backwards.
Okay, which was good, because that's apparently the thing that we were about to deal with. He then wakes up, and then he starts having a lot of freakouts. He gets the light bulb, which this had more light bulb issues than lights out. Like, that was a lot of light bulb issues.
That is true, yeah.
For like a good 20 minutes. And then we also get the creepy foot crawling on the floor, which didn't really have anything to do with anything.
Yeah.
You know.
And if you are not a fan of toenails being like pushed up or nails, like, you know, whenever you're like clawing at something and your nail like breaks that, I have a huge problem with that. They do
that
with
the ring where they push the fingernail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wherever the toenail comes off,
this,
I'm having trouble talking about it. So it comes off in this movie. So if you have an ick about that, then just be prepared.
It was one of the better sequences in the sense that it was really well done. The problem with it was like, it kind of lingered. They really wanted you to see this going on.
Which is good, because a lot of the times in this movie, you're, like, you're searching for things. Especially, there's a lot of dark scenes wherever you're...
This does not benefit from streaming, you know, bit rates, because that was one of the problems that I was having, is we constantly have... There's a part later on when there's a candle, and it looks like it's in the middle of a giant eyeball, and I don't think that the
eyeball was supposed to, yeah.
And it only happened because of artifacts in the digital film that we were watching on Shudder. Not Shudder's fault, probably our internet or the box's fault, or even our TV. But yeah, you know, it kind of made me go like, man, this would probably look really crispy on film, where you're not having those weird artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had like a weird artifact at the very beginning where it kind of like glitched out just a bit.
Oh, I don't even know.
You weren't looking directly.
I was trying so hard to, man, your ADD kicks in hardcore. If you have it, this is a tough movie to get through.
He freaks out again, calls up his doctor, takes a pill. We get the obligatory dropping the glass of the water, because it wasn't water in there, it was maggots, Michael.
I totally called it too.
Yeah, oh yeah, we saw that.
I was like,
and then you were like, there's hair in his throat, isn't there? There's hair in his throat. And he starts fingering around. I'm like, I'm hoping that it's not like... I'm like, it's no.
It's
it
always
can't be
it's
hair.
Always the ring
it
style
can't
of
be hair.
Nope,
the it's a hair.
Long, long hair.
Like some kind of like horror magician pulling out a whole bunch of scars,
okay.
Just hair wrapped together.
Okay, let's move on.
And that's when we get the wife shows up again. So
Miss Litwig.
Yeah. She shows up. She shows up and she's like, hey, we made our kids leave. Because of the terrible shit that my husband had to deal with. Hey, check out downstairs. Deuces, bitch, as she, you know, shuffles on upstairs.
After she cuts her hand.
Oh,
yeah,
she grabbed a piece of glass, and then she, like, crushes it in her hand, starts bleeding all over the place. And she's got little old lady bony hands, so, like, you're just like, oh, God. She's just gonna bleed out everywhere, and then she just walks away.
She
and, of course,
shuffles away.
You know, freaking, you know, Yakov is just like, ah, well...
Okay.
Oopsie doodles.
I tried. And then he goes down to the basement. This is actually wherever Mr. Litwig has all of his stuff down there.
This was the Evil Dead Rise room.
It was
the straight out Evil Dead Rise.
There was a movie going on in the background explaining the whole thing.
Your Annabelle thing, which the movie was really interesting. So the movie is playing on what? Like a giant TV screen or something?
I thought it was just like a projector or something.
It can't be a projector because there was...
Oh, no, because it was
lines
like an,
on it.
It was
yeah.
an old... Yeah, so it would have been an old TV screen.
It was like
screen.
A gigantic old TV screen.
Yeah.
And it's been playing this entire time, and he doesn't question the fact that there's a giant TV screen that is playing this, probably because he's, you know, keeps falling asleep and he's being a terrible schumer. But, you know, that's just me.
Schumer.
But he goes down the stairs, he's seeing the video. The video gives us the whole thing. It is a demon called a... Mazik,
yeah.
That its head is twisted backwards because it's always watching the past. I like that concept. And it eats your agony. It causes you to not be able to do things. And if you try to leave it, it will cause you pain to where you can't.
And it'll follow you.
Yeah. So no, doesn't matter what you do, you will always have it near you.
Unless you take care of it the very first night that you see it and you burn its face.
Yep. Got to torch its face before dawn. Which is good, because our Yakov friend needs to stay there till dawn.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a double deadline right there that you got going on for you. So as he's watching this intently, we see the wife in the background mouthing something. It turns out, look behind you.
She said behind you.
Or
yeah.
Behind you, something like that. And it turned out the thing was down there. So he, like... I gotta get out of here, slams his
and
legs.
And it does the jump scare thing. Now, we do see...
Ipagools.
I thought it was rigor mortis that he was going through, mm-hmm. kind of, because whenever he initially wakes up after his first nap, his hand is, like, crunched. Like, his bones are, like, cracking because they're stuck. And then later on, we have whenever he, after, you know, the bagul scare happens, he runs up the basement stairs and his leg starts breaking. And... like, you can hear, like, the bones cracking and stuff like that.
I think that was just supposed to be cool looking. Like, I don't know if it was specifically anything else, because it wasn't, like, both legs or both arms or something like that. But I get where you're coming from. I just don't know if it was specific to anything else. Originally, I thought it was an injury that he received when...
During the brother.
Yeah, the episode with the brother. But no, it's not. He was unharmed completely in that. Maybe it was, you know, the thing that happened to his brother, but his brother was not facing that side of the car. You know, and the hand issue was on one side and the leg issue was on another side. So right. I have no idea. It was an odd concept. If they'd mirrored the problems with the brother, that would have been interesting.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
But they didn't. We've got, at this point, I think this is just the freak out part where he's like, there's something really wrong in this house. He calls his girlfriend, right? No, that's after. Yeah, this is just when he freaks out and is like, oh, we got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, he's telling the old lady. The old lady's like, you can't freaking leave. It won't let you. I've been stuck here this whole time.
You think I don't want to leave? What's going on here?
And it's like, all right. You won't be able to leave either. You try to walk out that door.
Screw you, old lady. I'm going to walk out this door. And he do for about a block before the arm breaking, leg breaking happens. And then the...
And wrist breaking and everything else.
And he fell down. And he's like... And then...
He's like struggling to get back to the house. And so, the more he gets back to the house, the less he hurts. And he tried to walk past the house, and then it like broke all over again.
And then he tried to go back into the house, and then he fell backwards because it's like spooky. It's like blah, blah.
Because the demon was there.
Yeah. He's like, ha ha. And then the demon starts doing this thing where it starts spinning its head around at you, which I'm like, I thought it couldn't do that. Was it shifting?
But it's like, nah. Beetlejuicy.
I unspin my head to look at you, which is the kill move. It's the demonic kill move I have. Just to look at you, facing forward. He wakes up, calls his little girlfriend lady that he was trying to talk to before. She
tells him, it's all your fault.
You killed your brother.
You killed
blah,
your
blah,
brother.
Blah.
It's all your fault. You need to go upstairs.
You need to go upstairs now. And he goes upstairs. Like, he freaks out, goes upstairs. Well, when he's upstairs, the wife is there and is like, hey, you need to go find my husband. He's down the hallway. No, wait. Yes, he is. You go find him.
But first, take this with you.
Yeah, take this here. I have these things, which is a set of Teflon. I heard it pronounced like 17 different ways, but they're small.
I think it was Teflon.
Leather or wooden boxes that you wrap around with leather thongs around your arm and forehead, which is a prayer thing. They have little Torah scrolls inside of them.
Yes, they have prayers on the inside of these boxes.
This is a representation that while he has moved away from the community that he was attached to very strongly, I believe at this point Yaakov has come back to his faith.
Yes.
And he will use it to protect himself. He also gets a bitchin' candle is just lasts forever.
Crazy. That candle's being run by a...
It's a good candle.
By Energizer.
It's a solid candle. It's a, you know, but he goes to find good old Reuven Lapvig, a.k.a. the Mazik? Mazik.
Yeah.
As he walks down the hallway, which is very hard to see through, full of artifacting, digitized, nonsense, we do finally get to see that what's happening is the hallway is narrowing, and at the same time, it is doing basically a combination Silent Hill
/Frighteners
/...
It's very much doing the Frighteners thing.
A little bit from Frighteners, a little bit from Nightmare on Elm Street, from the very first one, but also the bits from Silent Hill 4 when you try to go up the escalators and the things are like
yes.
So there are like faces that are kind of like pushing up against the wall and hands that are gripping at the guy. He's so spooked and he's staring down the hallway and suddenly he sees the light. It's a big candle,
which is actually looks like a giant eyeball.
Yes, but he keeps walking towards it and he sees Reuben first.
Mm-hmm.
He sees his brother second. And then he comes up on what must be the true form of the Mazik. I keep having to look at my note because I keep wanting to say Malik or something like that. But the Mazik, which is a weird, like, salad fingers looking thing with, like, big turnip hand fingers. And it has, like, a weird sort of leather coat on. Mm-hmm. Like, something going on with
it. And its head is backwards, but then whenever he turns his head forwards, it looks a little like from the House on Haunted Hill, whenever they first show Dr. Vatican, and he's all like gross looking and he has like black eyes and
where it's like half the face is missing and stuff like that, but then it morphs to be his face because he's the true demon here, not the actual demon that will haunt him. Just a couple more hours till sunrise.
And the
chill
whole time,
out, bro.
The whole time I'm like, just burn his face. Stop fucking looking at him. Just burn his face. And he does.
He does, finally. The face catches like it was made out of tallow, probably because it was.
First he's like, ooh. And then he starts screaming like a body snatcher.
Yes. And then he, Yakov goes downstairs. We see the body of...
This part was creepy.
Yeah. Because... Latvig, the dead body of Latvig under the sheet, you know, jumping and jiving. And
you can hear his bones cracking the whole time. It's like...
So at this point, we finally get an actual vigil, which is Yakov sits down and begins to pray over the body. And in doing so, he's able to not only kind of free himself, but also frees Latvig, because Latvig has been holding on. His agony was being forced to murder his probably first wife, I think it was, by a Nazi soldier during the 40s.
It was like, probably his wife and his kids.
Yeah. May have already happened beforehand, but he didn't have any, like, the explanation for Latvig that we were given, though, is that he didn't have any family until later, and then he found another family. Like, he made another family, and his kids were together really good, and then he started freaking out because of the demon and sent them all away.
Well, no, because I thought the picture that he found was his first family, and then he had the shadow.
I thought that was his second one, because that was 1967.
No, it was. It was, because the shadow was back there already. Yeah,
but also it was 1967, and that was when he had all those kids.
That's right.
So, at this point, the body chills out. It becomes sunrise. Mrs. Latvik walks out into the sun. Reb, I think, comes
whatever
in.
Whatever his name is, that guy.
Comes in, hands him $400, and,
tells him you should come to church.
He's been trying this entire time, and the nice part that I liked was that, Yakov said, hey, I know what you're trying to do, and I'm really thankful for it, but, not today. And he, you know, walks out, and actually asks Sarah...
For some coffee,
which he, one, doesn't do coffee, and two... didn't know how to talk to girls. There was a WikiHow on how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But he decided not to take that under advisement. I enjoyed it. I think, like I said, the music mix was terrible. It you should be ashamed. I mean, that one was just, you can't, it is muddy is the best way that I could think of it. The sound was muddy. Everything is blurred together. It is like you're trying to understand what the hell anybody's saying. And, you know, we're used to this kind of shit, you know. We're familiar with dozens of different languages with different, you know, cadences, pronunciation stuff. We don't know what the hell they're saying, but we can make out when they switch back and forth from English on there. Right. This is the only movie that we've had a problem with. So
I definitely needed subtitles. Yeah. Like, then, highly recommend subtitles if you watch this movie.
We had issues with the background noises. Couldn't understand the music and the background noise.
Sometimes it was so loud.
To the point, you took it back. Like, you were like, please give me the remote. You were like, I gotta, no, this is hurting. Because it was just like screaming. It was like, brano, brano.
Yeah, and it did it for like a full minute.
Yeah, and it just kept going. I was like, okay, we're doing that.
It's like, you don't understand. My migraines, you see, the way that my migraines work, I won't be able to finish this movie. So fuck off.
Yeah. So we had to mute that part. That was really bad. The monster was great. I think that was a good setup. It was a lot of show don't tell, you know, on that one.
Which is
it was
nice because it
don't show it.
It lets you use your imagination, which I do like.
Which, you know, is good because they didn't. I don't think they had a really good monster face, and that's why they were like, "I was your face all along." Ooh, spookies.
The ending did not quite shit the bed.
No,
honestly, it really wasn't. Wasn't bad.
You know what it reminded me of, and this is the worst part about it, because I'm not going to take points away from this movie because of it, but it had a little bit of Follows at the end of it. I know. But it was more accepting because I didn't have two loser teenagers who just suck in this. You know, being an STD.
This is not ghost STDs.
Yeah, it was. It was a good solid one. And what we should have had is it should have walked down the thing, and we thought it was the guy, and it should have stood still, and then shut off. Like, because then it could have been that Reuben guy or Reb guy, or could have been the demon. Like, and we would have been like, oh. Like, it's the top. Is the top going to fall down, you know, in whatever the hell, Inception?
I actually do think that they should have, that what they could have also done is had it walk the other way.
Could have been. It just something other than what we got, which was it walking towards the guy. Because then they were like, okay, so
he already burned the face. Yeah, he already burned the face.
Oh, you should have burned its real face, which was its ass this entire time. It's a killer whale demon. You think that the face is there, but it's not. Ha ha. I think everything else did really good. We could have used a little bit, like, I get that, you know, everybody in this was Jewish, you know, and, you know, the whole set was, you know, community and all this other kind of stuff. But for us laymans, please give us a couple of just, you know, like, glossy, you know, just something. Like, so give we know an, what the
give,
hell is going on.
Give us an index card of what's going on. Because we actually did have to go and look it up, which was, you know, interesting.
Yeah.
But doing research after a movie, just so that we could understand why some certain things were being done, is an interesting way to do it.
I think the issue, too, was we understand because he's shaved his head. His hair is very, very short. We understand that he is not enough a part of he's not doing his faith. Mm-hmm. He's skipping away from it. He's also not reading off the thing, and he's not doing all this stuff. It's like, okay, cool. But when you have the moment where he, like, it's this huge, like, big thing, it'd be like if somebody put on a crucifix and a stole, you know, for somebody who had quit the faith for Christianity. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, okay. I understood him putting the yarmulke on.
Right.
And it's like, okay, good. Like, because he wasn't wearing that, he took that off multiple times. But the fact that he, like, was putting on
the wrap and stuff, yeah, like that, yeah.
Like, I was just like, is that significant? Like, what's happening here? And it was apparently a very powerful moment for him.
I mean,
they had some focusing in on
it. And they had some powerful music to go with it.
Yeah, like, it was, like, this big thing. But
so,
like,
we knew it was supposed to be a big thing. Yeah, we just didn't know why it was a big thing.
It really, I just kind of realized the majority of this movie was, you know, I tried to leave, but they kept pulling me back in, you know, kind of situation.
True.
But like I said, I enjoyed this movie.
What are you going to give it?
I'm going to give this probably a 6.
Okay.
6 out of 10. Why am I giving it a 6? Because it's not bad. So it's above a 5. The music muddiness was terrible. The monster was great. The fact that I constantly, like, because of the I missed dialogue portions because of the constant switching,
right,
between the two. And, you know, which is not a big deal, but the problem was because the sound mix was so bad, I couldn't tell what was going on. At one point, I thought they were speaking German. I was like,
it did sound a little bit like it sometimes.
And if that's the case, then, like, you know, give me something for this. Like, if you're mixing three different languages, then you've got to have crisp, clear sound. And you didn't. It was like listening to it through a wall.
Mm.
Like, I was like, oh, I think they just said something about some kind of daemon, a demon, I don't know, the music's too loud. That's what they're saying. The music's too goddamn loud. We could have told them that. So I am going to go ahead and give this 6 face burning of a demon out of 10.
Nice. I'm actually going to give it a 6 out of 10 too. 6 out of 10 also. Because of the sound. That was just such a huge thing for me. I don't like having to turn down a movie because the music is too, like,
it's
jarring.
You.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that. The storyline, pretty slow at the very beginning, but, you know, a lot of movies have that.
I think we forgave it by the point of, like,
the creepiness. Yeah, the creepy factor is definitely helping. It really does help.
It did a great job. I mean, I think you could have cut out that whole sequence with either the foot scraping deal or whatever the hell it was, and then added a little bit more demoniness or something else somewhere. Mm. You know, it. I don't know if that finger, like, and, you know, I get it. I get creeped out by feet scraping things, but, you know, it didn't have anything to do with any of the rest of the stuff. We didn't, you know, it was a Nazi demon at the very beginning because it, you know, was the pain that the one guy had. Whose foot was that? Was there a foot going on? Was it a scratchy foot?
I don't know.
Whose fucking foot was that? I don't know whose foot that was.
But yeah, I agree. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10. We'll do 6 out of 10 bone cracking.
Bone crackings. Yeah, they did do a little jump and jive with the like crackly crack.
That was creep. That part like, creeped me out because I was like, why is he still jumping?
Because he's, you know,
the noise.
You know, the Foley guy, he was sitting there cracking like celery, like there's like a whole head of celery, you know, crack, 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 crack.
I would like to do that.
It'd be interesting.
It would be fun.
I don't know. You know, this is probably, if you want, give it a try again. You know,
it's not super bad. Just put the subtitles on from the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning. And just kind of ease into it because it was a little weird. But I don't know. What did you think? Did you like the movie? Did you hate it? Did you think it was a good one? Are you going to tell me exactly what I was missing on half this shit? Please do. Reach out to us. Let us know. ESAT3AM@gmail.com. That's going to be the best way to reach us. You can get us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ESAT3AM, or go to our main website, ESAT3AM.com. And on there's going to be a little link. It says leave us a voicemail. Go ahead and click on that. You can leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep.
But until next time, we will see y'all later.
Yep. See you soon. Bye.